the part of the service called the Imago. It's where we get up and talk about how we got to see God in our lives. And my husband Jason was supposed to do the Imago this morning, so surprise. I am not him. He's home with our sick daughter, but I prepared for Project Kids, and he prepared Imago, so we were kind of at a crossroads. But God's really cool to me because he shows me cool things about him all the time, so I'm always at the ready. So you're welcome. So last week, my daughter Michaela, she's so excited that I'm talking about her because I always talk about Elijah or Emily, who are our twins because they're funny. But Michaela's got some cool things about her too. She loves Legos, and last week she spent like 2 hours building this little mailbox, and she comes out and she goes, "Mom, I made a Lego mailbox." I was like, "Cool, babe." She's like, "I'm putting it on my wall." I was like, "Cool, babe." And she says, "I really want you to write me some letters." I said, "Okay, I'll do that." So the mailbox had not been on her wall more than 2 hours, and when we tucked her in that night, she looked sad. And I said, "Michaela, what's wrong?" She said, "I'm really sad you haven't written me a letter yet." Little stinker. I said, "You haven't even given me time to want to write you a letter." She said, "Okay." So every night before bed, "When are you going to write me a letter, Mom?" "I'm sorry. I've got a lot to do in the day, Dolly." So she was at basketball practice last week, and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to write her a letter. She doesn't know." And so I got so excited. I don't know what the deal was, but I wrote her a letter on notebook paper, and I drew from my middle school days of folding up the letter and doing the little pull tab, you know, and I wrote to Michaela, and I doodled on it, and I was so excited. It was weird. And so I put it in her little mailbox, and I was like, "Okay, don't tell her you wrote her. Don't tell her." So she gets home, and I'm like, "Don't tell her, Rachel, don't tell her." I don't know. It was so weird. It was a weird moment. And I was so excited. So she gets in bed that night, and she's like, "Are you guys ever going to write me a letter?" And I said, "You really need like a flag on your mailbox or something." And she was so excited, and she got up and she read it right away. I'm like, "You're not even going to let me leave the room? Like, that's weird. You can't read the letter with me in the room." And she read it, and she was so excited. But the thing is, what was in the letter was something I tell her all the time. I tell it to her all the time. And but I was so excited because she was so excited. I sat down to do my study the next morning, and I really felt like God was like, "I'm so excited for you to read my letter. I'm so excited for you to read my letter." But the thing is that what is in the Bible is things that he communicates to me all the time, but it's a letter. It's his love letter. And I got so excited thinking about how excited he gets when we sit down to read his letter. But we don't need a mailbox. We don't have to sit. I loved Michaela's enthusiasm because sometimes I feel that way. Sometimes I feel like, "God, when are you going to write me a letter about this? God, when are you going to tell me what you want me to do about this? God, when are you going to fix this? I want to hear from you." And I kind of felt like that night when Michaela was like, "Are you guys going to ever write me a letter?" It was already in her mailbox. It was already waiting for her. God's letter to us is already waiting for us. And he's so excited for us to open it and to hear. So that's how I saw God in a little letter to my daughter. How do you see God?